In Jesus' name, amen. For our reflection, Psalm 72, which we chanted. When you or I have power or authority, what do we do with it? Faculty members have power. If nothing else, it is power in the giving of a grade or in voting on certification. But it's also in the conduct of a class, how students are treated, how much respect is given. Administrators and staff have power. If nothing else, it comes down to the authority to make decisions and on what basis those decisions actually get made. For there are, as you know, arbitrary uses of authority and more collegial and responsive uses. Pastors have power. If nothing else, they have a pulpit and a moral office, to say nothing of the office of the keys. How a pastor chooses to exercise his authority in his pulpit, his style of dealing with issues, is a statement both about how he views authority and power and how he uses it. Men often have power over women because of their size and sometimes strength. How they use this power, as in cooperative, collegial, or autocratic demanding ways, is an important kind of question and actually gets to the heart of issues of sex, decision-making, and personal relationships. Parents have power over their children. How they parent and how they use their power becomes an important kind of question, having to do with the difference between arbitrary discipline based on superior strength and reasoned coaching based on superior care and thoughtfulness. People with money often have power over people with less money. The extent to which moneyed people use their cash to maneuver, manipulate, and control those who have less money speaks to how power is utilized. Well-bodied adults have power over disabled or less well-bodied folks. And this power, as you know, can be used for good or ill. So, when you or I have power or authority, how do we use it? Psalm 72 is an enthronement psalm that calls on Yahweh to grant justice and judgment to the king and the sons of the king. Prayers ascend to Yahweh that he may govern your people with justice, your oppressed with right judgment, that he may defend the oppressed among the people, save the poor, and crush the oppressor. And later in the psalm, even though we didn't chant it, he rescues the poor when they cry out, the oppressed who have no one to help. He shows pity to the needy and the poor and saves the lives of the poor. From extortion and violence, he frees them, for precious is their blood in his sight. The careful, just, and loving exercise of power, a fundamental test of leadership, rests in our capacity to support those who have less power. The test of our lives of leadership, of our authority and our power, if we follow the psalm, comes not in how we treat those of superior power or even those who are our equals. The test of our lives and our authorities and our powers comes in how we treat and regard those of less power and authority. The poor, the oppressed, those of lower estate in any kind and place of relationships with us. So in repentance and prayer, we come to the foot of the cross and there, after reflection, lay down all the times when we have been in positions of authority and power and have misused that position. In repentance and prayer, we come to the foot of the cross and there, after reflection, lay all the times when we have in positions of authority, when we have abused others in our positions, in our position, emotionally, physically, vocationally, and actually done harm to another. In repentance and prayer, we come to the foot of the cross and there see Christ, but remember his words. Whatsoever you have done to these, the least, you have done it to me. In repentance and prayer, we come to the foot of the cross and there see the Christ whose power was and is in the cross of service and of sacrifice, of redemption and of resurrection. In repentance and prayer, we come to the foot of the cross and there hear Christ say, "My sister, my brother, all your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." Amen.